Evil Life. The true story of the Calabrian Mafia in Australia. By Clive Small and Tom Gilling. And read by Dino Manica. The priority of the Calabrian Mafia during its first three decades in Australia had been to establish and consolidate power along the eastern seaboard. Its emergence in other states was less systematic and beset by internal rivalries and bloodlettings. In Western Australia, the society is believed to have started in 1922 with the arrival of 31-year-old Angelo Macri from the Calabrian town of Delia Nuova. 3 years later, Macri was shot and wounded during an argument with other Italians in a saloon at Colley, south of Perth. He remained the local godfather for another 3 years until he was challenged by 26-year-old Giuseppe Agresta, who had migrated to Perth a few years earlier from Palmi. After a duel with knives, Agresta established himself as the godfather, a position he kept until the late 1960s. In the early 1930s, Raffaele Romeo, a Mildura godfather, had his face slashed during a dispute with another 'Ndrangheta member. Romeo, who had been a prominent member of the 'Ndrangheta in Calabria before migrating to Australia in 1928, was a cousin of Domenico Italiano. His assailant left Mildura and went to Western Australia, but the society decided that he should be killed. In 1933, Domenico Antonio Strano, who had sailed from Calabria 10 years earlier, travelled from the Queensland cane fields to carry out the assassination. On his way back to Queensland, Strano stopped to pay his respects to Romeo in Mildura. In 1956, over drinks at a Perth hotel, Arcangelo Macri told Salvatore Stilitano that he was going to challenge Giuseppe Agresta for leadership of the society. Macri and Stilitano had both migrated from Delia Nuova in 1951. Stilitano had already been deported once after coming to Australia 2 years earlier as a stowaway. In Calabria, he had a long criminal record with convictions for wounding with a firearm and other violent offences. He had also been charged with attempted murder and rape. 3 years after arriving in Australia for the second time, he had been charged with wounding but beat the charge at trial. Stilitano fiercely opposed Macri's grab for power. The two men went outside and Stilitano offered Macri a knife for a duel. After Macri threw the knife to the ground, Stilitano stabbed him to death. At trial, he was convicted of murder and sentenced to death, but the penalty was later commuted to life in jail.